What's up, everybody? We're here at Shaw Money XL. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Everything is good.
All right, so you've got the big management company, Money Management. Tell us what qualities you're looking for in a client that you'd want to sign.
Oh, man. My management company goes from producers to artists, and if you're talking about an artist, I would say appearance, performance, vocal capability, talent. Like, they have to be really talented, and just their social dynamics, you know, the character that lies in them. If they're real quiet and timid, I don't think that's going to work.
Okay. So you recently signed The Business out on the West Coast as part of your team. Tell us about working with them.
Oh, The Business, man. Those guys are incredible, man. They integrate live instrumentation into their music as well as with samples, and their sound is crisp, man. Those guys are one of the best to come. They're going to be like the Neptunes in the next year, so they're working on a lot of projects, and I've been a fan of Jay Hens for some time. He worked on Lloyd Banks' album in 2004, and you know, lost touch with him for about a year and a half to 2 years, and then he got back with me. He came back as The Business with him and his cousin Dow Jones, and ever since then, I've been pushing their beats. They did the Robin Thicke record for 50's album. They did Puff Fast with Kamani Marley. So they got a lot of records going out. They artists everywhere. They're talented.
Yeah. So do you check out a bunch of other websites like MySpace, hip-hop websites to try to find new talent?
Yeah. MySpace is definitely a source. When a lot of people just, that's their thing now. Like, they don't have to email me the music. They just send their link. And then I got a little MySpace folder in my thing. I go check on, you know, the talent that they send me, whether it's a producer or a rapper. I go on their link, check out the songs they have, check out the pictures. The imagery is a lot. It has a lot to do with what you're selling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the full completion of the marketing process. So, you know, I check them out online. And, you know, it does work. You know, I haven't found someone that I can say has all been through meeting guys. There's a few guys that email me beats that I don't meet, but I haven't met the ones on MySpace yet.
Okay. Tell us about this conference you're working on out in Arizona.
Oh, man, One Stop Shop, man. That's the name of the conference. And I basically, you know, my management company is expanding as I, you know, continue to employ people and grow. But at the same time, I can't have a roster of 100 producers when there's not 100 projects for me to get them all on. So I figured that, you know, I'm content with the clients I have already. And I just wanted to form something that can open up to all the other hip hop friends I have and producers that want to find ways to get to Lenny S. or Def Jam and Chalik at Def Jam and Gabi of SRC. Like, you know, I want to be able to get them to the managers outside of me, such as a G. Robeson or Tony Perez's, that can help them find their way. So I said, you know, I'm going to do something where I bring out the top producers, the top managers, the top publishers, and then, you know, even mix it with technology, even mix it with tastemakers, people writing for magazines, and all these kind of writers that's going to be out there. So just the whole part of hip-hop growing, you have to make it exciting. So if I'm just sitting here, just sitting on the money I got and don't care about the excitement, that's not hip-hop. So I wanted to give back this way and add excitement by giving new guys such as Gigolo an avenue to be able to put out their talent, and they come to this conference where they meet all these people, and some of them sell beats that I never even knew that they sold through this conference, find their way and make money, and I'm happy for that. And that's my way of giving back to my people, like, you know. And back to someone like Gigolo, he was the runner-up of the battle. He didn't win the battle, but he was the second runner-up. And I've been doing so much work with this guy. He's on Buck's album. He's made it to 50. He made it to Rick Ross. He's on his way. So I like to see that, you know.
Yeah.
That's the evolution. And then, you know, when I'm an OG, they're going to be yelling my name on how much I helped them. So that's what it's about, you know.
That sounds really exciting. So if there's any new artists out that want to join and go into this conference, what can they do?
I mean, new artists, they just need to come. You know, they need to get onto moneymanagementxl.com, register, come out. If you're an artist, you want to meet producers, that's what Busta Rhymes is doing. That's what Buck comes to do. You know, last year we had all the guys, artists, just getting music, you know. So if you're a new artist, this is where you're going to meet everybody in the industry as well. So it works for you too, but it's catered to producers. producers, because we're trying to inform them everything, but we don't close doors to anyone, you know, and this is a good place for networking because it's so important. In hip-hop, we see a million award show, and that's just everybody putting on their best suit and looking good, but what are these people doing as far as conferences that's giving back to teach these people that it's not about the only the award show, it's also about giving back so that the next guy could be at the award show, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the whole concept.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the new G-Unit album, Shoot to Kill. What's going on with that release?
Well, I know. As far as that, they're working hard. They were all up at the house before they took off on tour. Just sent them some music, and they're working hard. They're in the studio up at his house, working hard on the G-Unit album.
Cool. Are you going to be doing any production on that?
Yes, absolutely. I just spoke to him and sent them some music 2 days ago.
All right. And the Before I Self-Destruct album, how would you compare the sound of that record from what you heard of it to Curtis?
Well, it was really a hard record, so he was really on self-destructing, like, seeing shit that is like, yo, he held back some records that were really going to hurt some feelings, so I think he changed the whole view of that and, you know, didn't go that route. But he has some records that, man, if we hear this record, man, some shit on there, man. This is like real hard, man. Real hard. He had this record called, I can't even talk about it, but this Destiny record, it was sick, yo.
All right. Sick. Nice. What's the latest with M.O.P.?
M.O.P., that's a good question. I don't speak to those guys every day. I know Fame is making beats, and his beats are hot. Billy, I know they're doing some shows and stuff. I love those guys, man. I don't run the day-to-day of the label, so I don't know what their activities are.
Okay, cool. So are you going to be on any other upcoming albums as far as your production?
Oh, yeah, man. Right now, first and foremost, we're working on Buck's, you know, Buck did his Cash Flow record deal with Sony Red, so we're working on releasing a lot of records, 4 records a year, and he's finishing up his Product of the South compilation, which is consisting of him, his group from Nashville, 615, Sosa the Plug, another soloist from Nashville, Cashville, that is incredible. He has features, you know, and then we got extended family like Outlaws and Sivo, and then we have extended family Jeezy, Devin the Dude, and Plies, and working on this you know, first layout presentation of Cashflow Records. It's incredible. So we're working with all those artists on that. Just finished up Gorilla Zoe's album. Working on Jock now. Just putting in the work, man. There's a lot of things that I'm gonna forget, such as the be at the tip of my head that I'm just hold on. You know, we just did Freeway. We did the fourth quarter bombing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I had something on a little bit of everything. Working on Young Chris album. We did something on the last Jay-Z album. Working with Prodigy. You know, Free Prodigy. I said Freeway already, working on the G-Unit, Young Buck, just getting all over the place, and, you know, going to expand into some R&B, and keep things going in music, man.